Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Put down that remote. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, a guy who, along with everyone else, has his own late-night talk show in development,
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Marie of the yellow team and Carolina of the red team, who are going to play the face-off game Star Defender. And in this game, you have to protect your starship from a deadly comet. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Ladies, into position and grab the controllers. Ready, set, go! Okay, they're off. Both on the board now. Tie score. Okay, oh, tie score again. This is just going so fast, I can't keep up with them. Good blocking going on. Two getting through. Block. Okay, yellow team's ahead now. The line of time at the top of the screen is telling us we're almost out of time. It's gonna be close. Gonna have to watch and find out. And it's the red team pulling it off. Way to go. Let's head back over and play some more. Yeah. Way to go, Carolina, pulling it off for your team. Hey, everyone, let's welcome them all to today's show, starting with the red team, Tully and Carolina. Say hey. Now, Tully. Oh, this is great. Tully plays tennis on a team at Rollins College. Now, you don't look old enough to be in. What is the Doogie Howser thing happening? Tell me about this, playing for a college team.
It's just a tennis team, and I've played on it for about 4 years, and we just play other country clubs and teams in the area.
All right. Well, you must be really good to be on it. Great having you here. And Carolina is a runner. Now, how did you get into this? I mean, is it something that you, like, trained up to do, and do you compete running?
Not really. I just thought of running because I don't know.
Oh, really? Do you compete at school?
Yeah.
And what do you run?
2 miles.
The 2 miles. Well, welcome to the show. And your opponents today on the yellow team are Marie and John. Say hey! Now, Marie collects antique dolls. And that's kind of different. I've never heard of anybody on the show that collects antique dolls. How did you get started in that? And how do you maintain them? Because I understand they're really fragile.
Yeah, well, my friends, they started collecting things, and I thought it would be fun to just collect them.
Mm-hmm. And where do you have to keep them stored so they don't get damaged?
Like on shelves and...
A lot of dusting?
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Your partner there, John, plays sports, and he's on the varsity tennis team. You play tennis. Maybe we can get a match going between you and Tully here. How long have you been playing tennis?
A couple years.
And how did you do this year with the team?
I did pretty good.
You did pretty good? Well, everybody, let's welcome them to today's show. All right, now, here's how you play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. And as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, you'll lose control over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. All right, that's all I have to say, gang. Andrea, tell us where Mikey's headed today.
Polish your shield and slip on your tunic, because today Mikey's adventuring in the kingdom of Camelittle. In round one, he's tiptoeing through the dark and disturbing Dungeon of Doom. But don't be surprised if a hot-tempered dragon suddenly appears. Guide our fearless friend through the dungeon and past the goal, and you'll grab yourself 50 points. Good luck.
Thank you, Andrea. Now, red team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points, and you move Mikey first. What direction would you like to move him?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Hot quiz! Hands on your buzzers. I have a question for you. You give me the correct answer first, and you'll get 25 points in control for your team. Here's the question. You're covered with red spots, and the doctor says you have rubella. Does this mean you have A, fleas, B, German measles, or C, chickenpox? Yes, red team.
Chickenpox.
That's incorrect. Yellow team, do you have an answer?
Measles.
That's correct. B, German measles. All right. You have 25 points and you've taken control. Tied the score. Move Mikey, please.
Mikey's moving up.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Goes lift off at Cape Mikey. Red team, you now have control back in your hands. Move Mikey.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Video challenge. Red team, hey, we're waiting for this. They told me so. They're going to play. Don't you know? Hey, how you doing? Video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
I am.
Okay, Carolina, hang on to the board. Tully, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, El Viento, The Addams Family, Steel Empire, and King of the Monsters. What would you like to play?
Steel Empire.
Steel Empire. Let's head on over to it. Come on with this, Carolina. Steel Empire gang. Hey, hang on. We're taking to the air because this is a futuristic shoot-em-up game, and you are a striker airplane defending the Republic of Silverhead from the evil Motorhead Empire. This game has 7 stages, and today on Steel Empire, our expert challenge is 11,500 points in stage 1. You have to meet or beat 11,500. Now, Carolina, you have 25 points. It's a tie score. Of your 25, write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the challenge. You have 3 seconds. Write it now. There's a song and I'm blocking his view. Okay, he's done. She's done. He's ready. Ready, set, go. Okay, he picked up 100 points right at the top. Each one of these fighter jets that he zaps gets him another 200 points each. Okay, he's up to 4,100. All right, and he is maneuvering. He just got hit, took a little bit of his power, but he is still going. 7,100, he's doing great. Okay, got hit again, still has some decent power. All right, he did it! Woo! Yeah! Pay to play! Let's see how many points we're wagered. 20 points, slap him 5, and let's go play some more. Yeah! Great plan, Tully. You won the video challenge and you have the 20 points added to your score. You're up to 45 and you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left. Pop quiz! Hands on your buzzers. I have a question. You remember, if you're buzzing with the correct answer, you'll get 25 points and control. Here is your question. It took 2 full days for Eddie Murphy to rocket to superstardom in its very first film called what? 48 hours. 2 days. 48 hours. Here's another question, gang. It's alive! It's alive! Which tiny living plant is used to make bread dough rise? Is it? Yes, yellow team.
Yeast.
Yeast is it. Yeah! You have 25 more points. You're now in the lead with 50, and you have control of Mikey. Move him, please. Never mind. I'll move him. We're almost out of time in this round, so we'll zip Mikey straight to the goal. We're in sudden death. So, gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round 1. Hands on your buzzers. Here is the question. What's another word beginning with the letter B for a raised patch of skin filled with a watery substance and caused by burns, frostbites, or rubbing? Yes,
blister?
Red team. Blister is it? Yeah, red team. You have the goal and the 50 points. Gang, let's just take a look and see where everything was in this round. There's everything. A prize way up in each of the corners there diagonally. Hey, right now we're looking at red team with 95 points. Yellow team has 50 points. Go, people. I don't know if you're digging this, but I am. It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If I were you, I'd come forth hither. When we come back, the points will be doubled in round 2. We'll see ya on Nick Arcade. I'm having fun here with my partners, John of the yellow team and Tully of the red team. They're going to try their hand at the face-off game, Star Defender. Now remember, you have to protect your starship from a deadly comet. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey to start round 2. Gang, into position, guys. Grab your controllers. Ready, set, go! go!
Danger! Danger!
Yellow team, high score. A lot of good blocking going on. Red team pulled out ahead just then. Back and forth, blocking, break, 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 blocking, break, break. Red team is still ahead slightly. The line of time is ticking down at the top of the screen.
Yeah, we're at the goal. Oh,
it's going back and forth. We're going to have to just wait and see. Sit back. Hang on to your seat. It's going to be the red team pulling it off. All right, Tully, head over. Let's play some more. Yeah. Red team, you pulled off the round two face-off. Andrea, tell us where Mikey's going in round two.
In round two, Sir Mikey will be taking his steed through the bewitching enchanted forest. But look behind every tree because that red-hot reptile, the dragon, has followed you here. Guide our intrepid hero through the forest and past the goal, and you will be awarded with 100 points. Good luck.
Yes, major luck to you. Now, gang, remember, the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. The video challenge is still up there, so that's a great thing. But beware, the dragon is lurking, so beware of him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone. Now, red team, you won the face-off. You're up to 145. Move, Mikey, please.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Credit draw. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, besides the credits we've all seen at the end of TV and movies, we were wondering how the credits might read for more familiar things. Well, the first team that buzzes in and can correctly tell me what place these credits describe will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's crawl the credits. All right, let's see. Oh, yellow team, yes?
Beach.
That's it, beach. Let's take a look there. The beach, and you grab 50 points and you have control. Move the micster.
Left.
Mikey's going left. Yellow team, it's the big BC. Hey, come on over here with me. They're hustling, yes sirree. John, come over there. Way to go. Welcome, video challenge. Get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
Him.
You're going to play John?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me hang on to the board. John, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, El Viento, The Addams Family, Steel Empire's out of it because we played it, and King of the Monsters. Which one of the remaining four?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Let's head on over to King of the Monsters. Here we are. Oh, everybody, hang on. Some battling is going to go on because this is a sci-fi claw-to-claw action game where you are the monster Astro Guy in a grueling battle through the city. This game has 12 stages, and today on King of the Monsters, our expert challenge is 4,000 points in stage 4, Kyoto, Japan. So you have to meet or beat 4,000 in the 30 seconds. Now, Marie, you have 100 points. Your opponents have 145. Of your 100, write down how many you're willing to wager. You have 3 seconds to do it now. Just writing it down. He's looking. Hey, okay. I blocked them, gang. Trust me. Turn around, my friend. Ready, set, go, guy, go. All right, he did a drop kick right at the top. Got 500 points for it. All right, major drop kicks happening. Kicking buildings, picking up points big time. 3,870. That's how you get bonus points. Yes! Whoa, John, you knew what was going on. All right, Marie wagered 10 points. We're going to add that to your score and play some more. Hey, get back over. I wouldn't want to fight that dude. Man, great battling. We're going to add the points to your score, and you still have control. Move Mikey again.
Up.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Up. Andrea, tell them what they just won.
Get the most out of your next party with the revolutionary Konica Konpai camera. One of the world's first voice-activated cameras that automatically takes pictures in response to sound. From Konica.
Say Jesus, yellow teameth. You still have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Left.
Mikey's going left. Video challenge! We can't stay away from me today. They're coming back here because they want to play. Welcome back so soon. Now, you know the situation. Just tell me who's going to be playing.
Cheers.
You're going to play this time? Okay, John, you hang on to the board. Marie, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, El Viento, The Addams Family, and Steel Empire and King of the Monsters are out of it. Which one of the remaining three?
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family. Let's go over. Come on. The Addams Family. Now, this is a creepy and kooky adventure game, and only Gomez can save his family from the evil Abigail Craven and her cohorts. This game has 9 locations in the Addams Family home, and today on the Addams Family, our expert challenges 900 points in the area called Under the Tree. Okay, you have to meet or beat 900 points.
Okay.
Now, John, you have 110 points. Your opponents have 145. Of your 110, write down your wager now. Okay, let's keep it so we can't see it. Turn around, Marie. Ready, set, go. Okay, now in this game. All right, now she has some shooting power. All right, she's picking up 100 points for every one of the skulls she jumps on top of. She's doing really well. All right, she's up to 510 already. Great firing, 610. All right, the rabbit, she's grabbing 100 points every time. She has 710, picking up some extra hair. She's very close, 90 more. Jump, 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 jump. Oh, oh, oh my goodness. Oh, loud enough jumping. You played a great game. Let's see how many points were wagered. 15 points. We're going to do some score adjusting and play some more. Head back over, gang. Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to take the 15 points away to you from your score. Red team, you now have control. Move my team. Okay, never mind. Never hold that thought. That sound is telling me that Mikey gets straight zip through the goal. We're almost out of time. We're in sudden death again. So, gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 100 points, the goal for round 2, and a winner. Hands on your buzzers. King Arthur was on a first-name basis with his sword. What did he call it?
Yes, Excalibur.
Red team. Excalibur is it. Red team, you have the 100 points and the goal. Yeah, yes, let's take a look and see where everything was hanging out. Pam, there was a prize wave over in the corner, one down on the bottom where Mikey is. Red team, at 2:45, you are going into the video zone. Yellow team, you were great sports, you played a great game. Andrew's going to tell you what you're going to leave with.
British Knight. Makers of BK Ratchtech with Cyberglow. BK Ratchtech. Prepare to mutate. And Willy Wonka's Chewy Runs brand candy. The original chewy fruit chip candy with a crunchy shell and big fruit flavor. Taste the magic from the Willy Wonka Candy Factory.
Guess what? These two are going to go through that door into the video zone. Murloc is waiting for them. Are you ready? What about you? We will see you back to watch how they do. Gang, let's do it. Let's do it. Here we are. I'm standing here with Carolina and Tully. They're ready to go through that door into the video zone. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all 3 levels. After the first 2, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get an awesome prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player 1 is in the Haunted Museum to retrieve 3 priceless pieces of art. But watch out for the gargoyle, the vampire, the tentacles, and the hand of doom. Pull back the curtain and the light will destroy all your enemies. Collect all 3 artworks and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The singing machine, the portable home entertainment system that makes you the entertainment. Perform and record your favorite hits with complete musical accompaniment by the singing machine cassette arrangements.
Now, player 2 is a snow slinger who has to hit 3 annoying elves with snowballs. But watch out for their snowballs and the ski crazy foxes and polar bears. Hitting the magical snowman will make them play an irresistible fiddle ditty that forces the elves to dance their jigs for 5 seconds. Hit all 3 elves and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The BCA Glacier Mountain Bike is tons of off-road fun. With 12 speeds and fat tires, the BCA Glacier is one mean mountain machine.
Right now, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous lightning blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all 3 orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
The Apple Macintosh Classic. It's easy to set up and use, and it runs thousands of applications from word processing to desktop publishing programs, all from Apple. Good luck in the zone, guys.
The Apple is waiting. If Murloc is taken, let's do it. Boom, boom, through the door. Oh, right. Now, a lot of climbing to retrieve the artworks, and a good arm is needed with the snow slinging, flinging those snowballs. Ready, set, go. Ice Guard has been hit. One artwork grabbed. All right, great. Still has all of her power. Ducking low. There's one upstairs. Gonna have to hurry. Oh, it's gone. We're at 49 seconds. All right, the artwork is now down. Watch out, here comes the vampire. There's another at 41 seconds. Lost one unit. Oh no, the vampire. They lost 2 units of power now. Oh no, they're only down to 2, down to 1. 32 seconds left on the clock. Oh my goodness, out of power. 28 seconds, gonna have to hit start again. Reach and grab start. Start has been hit. All right, with the shoulder. All right, there's one piece of art. We're at 20 seconds. Up the stairs, there's another 2. All right, all we have to do now is get one more. Watch out for the bat. We're at 12 seconds. All right, all right. Bam, all right, great. Hit start. Start is going at 8 seconds. All right, one elf right in the head. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Oh, 2 elves. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I guess the Haunted Museum gave them a little problem, but they still picked up the singing machine, and they picked up some cash because they got through the first level. Hey, they had a great time. We enjoyed watching them. They played an excellent game up front. Seems like things were going good in there, but things got tied up. Hey, here they come. Carolina, how are you? Tully, oh, gang, we were out there pulling for you, pulling for you. What was seemed to be giving you the problem in the museum?
I don't know. It's just really hard.
Just really hard? Didn't know where the things were going to come from next, huh? Yeah? Now, what was your strategy going into this? Did you have, like, a plan, a game plan?
Just go as fast as we could.
As fast as you could. Now, you had a great arm in there with getting those L's. You picked up a couple, but time was ticking down. Well, listen, gang, we are out of time right now. But next time, 2 new players into the video zone. Come back and check us out. See ya. Bye.
Taped before a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.